They'll get rid of more toxic waste today in East Palestine, Ohio. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We have identified EPA-certified facilities that will be able to accept at least some of these wastes.
And EPA Regional Director Deborah Shore says shipments resumed today away from the train derailment site.
The problem came from the fact that they were shipping the soil and water to a couple of other states, but hadn't informed state officials, so those state officials stopped it in their home states.
Fox's Mike Tobin in East Palestine says the waste will stay in Ohio. Some residents still complain of sickness, despite tests showing air and water safe. Fire Chief Keith Drabik just told Fox.
We really haven't seen an upswing of calls in relation to medical problems with the incident at all. We expected to get some, but we have not seen that.
House Republicans want more information on the update on COVID from the Energy Department that it's likely the virus leaked out of a Chinese lab.
The Wall Street Journal publishing an exclusive report saying the department changed its assessment based on new intelligence. Despite the Energy Department's findings, top national security advisor Jake Sullivan says there is no definitive answer on the origins of COVID-19.
Fox's Brooke Singman and Sullivan also tells ABC's This Week they're still worried China could send Russia weapons for the war in Ukraine.
We have at this point not seen them take the step of providing weapons to Russia for purposes of the war in Ukraine. We are watching closely. We know they haven't taken it off the table.
China's also angry over sanctions imposed on companies accused of helping fund Russia, accusing the U.S. of outright bullying. More deadly violence in the Middle East. Israeli settlers go on a rampage in the West Bank.
Palestinian officials say around 400 Jewish settlers took part in the attack, burning at least six houses and dozens of cars. Local medics say one man was killed and four others badly hurt. It followed a Palestinian gunman opening fire on a car, killing two brothers.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older, 52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
There's a new Fox poll showing the economy and inflation remain top issues of concern for voters. More than 3 in 4 say the economy is fair to poor. We also asked voters about the 2024 race for the White House.
The new poll shows former President Donald Trump still a big favorite over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for the GOP nomination, 43% to 28%. The former president gets the nod among those without college degrees. Governor DeSantis is preferred among the college educated and those who feel President Biden's election was legitimate. Among Democrats, 53% indicate they want someone other than President Biden to run next year. 77% of respondents say there should be a mental competency test for any politician age 75 or older. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Now, we mentioned DeSantis. He has not announced a campaign for president yet. On Wall Street, stocks could rise to start the week, coming off the worst selling of the year last week. One movie keeps making a name for itself as a favorite for the Oscars next month, the top film of the Producers Guild Awards, and
the film Everything Everywhere All at Once, winning 4 of the 5 film categories Sunday night. The 2022 comedy drama scoring wins for Outstanding Performance by a Female Actor in a Leading Role for Michelle Yeoh and Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture, among others. The HBO Max series The White Lotus scoring 2 wins, including Jennifer Coolidge for Outstanding Performance by a Female Actor in a Drama Series. Other highlights include Brendan Fraser taking home the award for Outstanding Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role for his film The Whale, and actress Sally Field was honored with the Lifetime Achievement Award. Brian Holkren, Fox News.
Now, all of those were the Screen Actors Guild Awards. At the box office, Ant-Man and the Wasp, number one, a second straight weekend, though it took in a lot less, $32 million. Cocaine Bear debuted second. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Illinois State Fair announcing new theme and discount days for 2023. County Fairs and Horse Racing Day will start it off August the 10th. Other themes include Agriculture Day, Kids Day, Vets Day, Tuesday, which will feature $2 admission for seniors and adults August 15th. Man facing charges in a shooting last month in Champaign. Police say a man found shot January 3rd at the 2400 block of North Neal Street. Victim treated and released from the hospital following the investigation. Rolander Hampton of Champaign was arrested earlier in the month. That took place in Gary, Indiana. An Illinois lawmaker proposing a bill that would expand the state's veterans grant program. State Senator Mike Porrofino introduced a measure designed to increase the eligibility requirements for the program. This would allow for a wider range of individuals to access it and receive educational assistance. And that's what's happening on your Monday. Have a great day. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim, and good morning, friends. It's ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Diane is off today. Meteorologist Greg Solier brought to you by Busey Bank. For over 150 years, it's been Busey, member FDIC. Well, wow, we got a little... Little radar action for you here, fella. You got a real diverse week, it looks like, coming up here.
Yeah, all over creation. And if you think we're going to stay kind of locked into this, early spring-like feel here, what we've experienced really much of the winter around here. I tell you, the month of March here, while those averages come up, the realistic weather is going to be coming on down. And that will include here just beyond the first day of March, some snowfall here Thursday night, Friday morning, and a change to some much colder weather lurking mid to late next week and beyond. So be ready. We're not done with the white stuff, although that's been few and far between. Most of the rain gauge have tipped over quite nicely to a much improved drought situation across here, even excess soil moisture, and we've got the next and latest round knocking on the door over the southwestern half of Champaign County. Wind advisories as well, flood warnings up around Iroquois County from last week's rainfall. You get down towards Quincy, Hannibal, they've had 60-mile-an-hour winds. How about this range of temperatures from 60 at St. Louis to 56 at Willard and Savoy to 47 at Kankakee? So, windy today, that's the bottom line, and a milder day's worth of weather if you're holding on good and tight, and a couple of rounds of showers and thunderstorms. We've had two or three already in the overnight hours. One final batch, some scattered activity through mid-morning, then a lesser rain chance as the day wears on. But it's the south to southwesterly wind turning westerly, gusting to 50 miles per hour. Should tickle 60 in some spots. Temperatures slide this afternoon. Windy, colder tonight, 37. West wind gusting to 45 this evening. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, lighter winds, not a bad day's worth of weather at 51. March 1, Wednesday, we start meteorological springtime. It's a bookkeeping thing for us in the weather biz. Up to 62. Partly sunny, could be a sprinkle early and late, but then cooler, 47 on Thursday. Some rain, wet snow could coat the colder surfaces over Friday morning. Temps in the 30s there, up near 40 Saturday, 43 Sunday. Another big warm-up, another healthy rain system early next week with highs near 55 to 60. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Off we go. Monday, got all the stuff from the Illini and Ohio State yesterday. Sorry about that, but I got to play it for you. We'll do that with Brad Underwood here in just a bit. Happy to welcome back to the show political strategist, former congressional candidate, author of Raven's Mantle, Fighting the Betrayal of America. It's Raven Harrison out in Oklahoma, aren't you, Raven? Nice to have you back.
I'm actually in Virginia Beach right now on my way to CPAC in Washington, D.C.
Oh, boy, it's CPAC time already?
It is that time already.
What do you expect to get out of CPAC here this week?
Well, what's going to be funnier is what's going to actually happen when I get there. So CPAC is a great event, but it's usually just kind of a victory lap. It's a talk-a-thon of Republicans and conservatives talking about how bad the Democrats are with very little action. So I'm going to be coming up there with my clock on, my calendar mounted to my forehead, of guys, so we're wanting to know when something's going to happen. Ready.
Pretty good question. So you'll be kind of the renegade, huh?
Yeah, I got to go there and disrupt some things. But we want to be encouraged, but this is what we're seeing in our country as a result of either poor action or no action.
If you were Kevin McCarthy, Raven, what would you do?
Resign. Okay, I'll be good. So,
if you're in charge of things, what would your agenda be?
My agenda would be delivering on what needs to be done. You screamed and screamed about getting the House back. Now, what have we done with that? you know, what has actually happened? Are people starting to go to jail? Are people, are the American people seeing some accountability? Or we're just sensationalizing issues, but we haven't heard anything. Have the IRS agents been fired that he said? We're going to fire all of these IRS agents that were hired. Has that happened? The J6ers, have they been let out? Has that happened? The debt ceiling, are we going to keep that and make them balance the budget? Has that happened? So we hear a lot of things that people want to hear going in the right direction, but I don't see the follow through happening.
Well, I'm risking all my social media. I guess I don't care. But Raven, I got to be able to trust mail-in voting and drop-in ballot boxes, okay? And I'm afraid I'm very skeptical of all that. And even me saying that makes me some sort of weird right-wing voter denier or something. But I don't like I don't like harvesting votes. I don't like any of that stuff.
Correct.
And I need to know the extent of what's happening for me to fully trust it again.
That's exactly right. But I, you know, I'm old enough to remember when we could vote the same day. We knew who the president was, you know, the same day. And we voted in person except for military. I'm a big fan of that. It worked with paper ballots. It worked before. And now it seems to me that it's caused more problems than it solved. But I'm with you 100%.
Well, shouldn't that be a Republican thing where we at least get into the thing and say, why don't we do X, Y, Z and everybody... I don't know. Maybe that's a non-negotiable.
Well, what we have to look at, the problem has been, is that once, you know, we've had a Democratic low-controlled government, and once they get in, they have changed the rules.
Yeah.
So now it has to be match it with match it. We have to, if they're harvesting, we're harvesting because they've changed the rules to make it, you know, that it's not illegal. So that's what we have to start looking at. At least we've gotten rid of the proxy voting. And I applaud at least Kevin McCarthy for getting that footage. We should have had this all along. How are we having hearings? And the footage has been available the whole time. Should have been looking at the footage.
Yeah.
But now people are paying attention because of the exodus going on from the White House, and they're, for some reason, scratching their head as to why.
Well, the exodus to the White House, to me, is very simple. You can make a lot of money on the mashed potato circuit. You can go out and make $25,000 to $50,000 a night, and they're not making that money in government. This is
correct.
Get on television a few times, Raven. Boom, you're somebody a meeting planner will book because everybody will know you.
Correct, and all the memoirs are being prepped right now.
Yeah.
So getting ready to sell the book. So, but we'll know we're really in trouble when his sign language interpreter leaves. That's when it's really going to be difficult.
Oh, boy. It's Raven Harrison. Are you ever going to run for Congress again?
It's possible. We're going to see how Texas 26 is feeling about it. But, yeah, we might. If they can't get this right, I might have to jump back in.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like beating your head on a wall, isn't it? Or you like that, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, some of us like this military bred or a different breed.
Well, you're tough and you've gone through it, and we're trying to get some semblance. You said, you know, Republicans have to vote harvest and all that stuff. The problem is if there's something nasty going on, Republicans try and match it if it's happening. There'll be hearings. The Republicans have cheated. That's how it works, man. That's how it works.
Don't we always hear that?
Nope.
But yes, but the biggest thing is I feel like the Democrats are steamrolling and the Republicans are going, they cheated. They're steamrolling. Yeah, we got that. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what we have to start getting to.
Raven, how can people connect with you?
They can find me at ravenharrison.com. We've got all the tabs for Raven's Radar, the podcast, and the book, Raven's Mantle. And they can find me on social media at Raven, the Conservative Warrior.
Thank you, Raven. Always a pleasure. Thank you, ESPN 93.5. All right, it is 7:14. Illinois goes to Columbus. Yeah.
Chris and his crew lose 9 in a row, and they didn't quit. They play great. This is a very talented Ohio State team on the offensive side, but very disappointing from our standpoint. I think it all starts with 23-9 at half on the glass. We were one of the top rebounding teams in the Big Ten. I think they're 14th on the defensive side. We have no offensive rebounds, so to speak, and we missed a bunch of shots. We've had two of these games now. We're liking back to the Indiana game today. We had no life. We had nothing. It didn't matter, and when we get this way, we that would become poor on the defensive side. We don't execute. Responded a little bit for a short time, and got it to one. you know, then they end the game with making their last seven. So my hat's off to Chris and his group, and very disappointed with our crew today in terms of the execution and the effort that it took to win a game on the road.
Any thoughts about why?
It's our fourth game in 8 days. We had the COVID game thrown in there. I'm not making an excuse. I don't know. We took Friday off. We didn't do anything. We thought giving them a day away after the emotional game with Northwestern, giving them a day off would help. You know, we came back yesterday, and had a decent practice. So I don't know. We don't have quite the fire and the bite right now. You know, that was frustrating. We didn't have it today.
Okay, Illinois loses. Next. Yeah, we'll get Michigan on Thursday night, 6 o'clock, and that ought to be, it's Michigan, right? Ugh, can't lose to that team. Did you see that Michigan-Wisconsin game? Would somebody please, smarter than me, tell me why four basketball games had a three-point shot at the end that either tied it or won it? Don't you foul people when you're up three and they have the ball with a few seconds left? I know it's a different philosophy. Many coaches believe they have a less chance of doing that. I think it'd be much harder to get a rebound on a missed free throw than it would be to toss in a three. Anyway, Hunter Dickinson, our favorite guy, Hunter Dickerson, the center for Michigan, he threw in a 30-footer to tie, and it went on to beat Wisconsin. I mean, Wisconsin's not world beaters at all, but they did play quite well. And it appears they've gotten better toward the end of the year. However, they had the Wolverines beat, and they tossed in a three-pointer and went on to win the darn thing, you know, in overtime. But the three-point ball, I think you foul, don't you? Michigan State had listen to this, if you saw this on Saturday, Michigan State was up 13 points with a minute and a half to go to Iowa and lost. They were up 10 points with 48 seconds and lost. I think you foul. When Iowa gets the ball back with a few seconds left and you're up three, foul and let them have two free throws. Anyway, the Big Ten is winding down. We play Michigan Thursday night, then at Purdue this Sunday. Texter, I would prefer to know how Hunter Dickinson has been suspended. He intentionally stomped on a Wisconsin player, just like Alan Griffin did a couple. I didn't see that. Alan was suspended by the Big Ten for three. What's Hunter Dickinson? Michigan. Silly. Next question. It's Michigan. They don't do that. They don't suspend players, no matter what. Anyway, Diane is off today, so I've got the sports desk. That means I can do commentary. All right. Weather this morning brought to you by Matex. For heating air, their Matex called today for service.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, and Van this Saturday. That California storm from a couple of days ago right here on our doorstep with multiple rounds of showers and thunderstorms. Thus far, they'll be with us here in spots for the morning. Heavy downpours of rain and then some high wind. Heads up on the wind advisory over parts of the area. They'll hit 50 miles per hour. A spray shower late this afternoon. Close to 60 on temperatures and then falling. Windy, colder tonight. Still a stiff west wind gusting 40 to 45 miles per early on, low down at 37. Mostly sunny, mild weather for the day tomorrow at 51. Another bigger warm-up for the day on Wednesday, first day of March, with a high at 62. A fleeting shower early and late. Chillier weather on Thursday at 47. And then a dynamic storm system. This one has winter with it for Friday. Actually, Thursday night into Friday with maybe some accumulating snowfall and colder surfaces. Some mixed rain. Temperatures in the 30s on Friday. Up near 40 Saturday. 43 on Sunday. Another big warm-up and more rain ahead for early next week. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, March might be coming in as a lion, eh? Well, March is Wednesday. Oh, by the way, Maryland, do you see what they did to Northwestern? 75-59. Maryland would be national champions if they got to play all their games at home. I mean, really, it's phenomenal how good Maryland is at home. Anyway, we'll continue to talk some more here as we go. ESPN 93.5, we're going to check your Fox Business Minute. Got a few more Brad Underwood clips from the loss in Columbus yesterday. We'll do that next. I am Stevie J. It is Monday, 217-359-2255. You want to text in?
BC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways Banking Options at BC are designed with your goals in mind. BC Bank. Building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
As Norfolk Southern continues to deal with fallout from its Ohio train derailment, another railroad giant is shaking up management. The Wall Street Journal says Union Pacific Chief Executive Lance Fritz will step down this year. A hedge fund has been pushing for changes at the company. Amazon wants to get packages to you faster for a fee. The Wall Street Journal says the company is expanding ultra-fast delivery. It's been opening smaller warehouses called same-day sites. Samsung is still the global leader in overall smartphone sales, though the Wall Street Journal says Apple now sells more premium phones. People in their teens and early 20s, known as Gen Z, are buying more iPhones now. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer Podcast, featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like The Campaign, The Candidates, The All-Star Panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for a better job in a dynamic family-owned company? Altamont Company is hiring, searching for a few great people to join operations in Thomasboro or Rantoul. Altamont offers you a full-time position, not part-time, with available shifts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., and Monday through Thursdays, 8 p.m. to 6:30 a.m., offering benefits including health and dental, and simple IRA retirement plans. Available jobs at Altamont Company include hand sanders and wood prep. No experience is necessary. Altamont trains on site. Apply online at altamontco.com. Resumes welcome at hr.altamont@gmail.com. On-site applications available. 901 North Church in Thomasboro. Altamont Company, an equal opportunity employer.
At Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery, we're flooring people with amazing service, great design advice, and unbeatable selection and the best prices in town. It's the perfect time to update your home with waterproof flooring, carpet, hardwood, tile, and more. Then complete your rooms by shopping our incredible selection of furniture and accessories. We also offer great financing options. Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery, we're flooring people.
You're trying to hire and keep your business going. The problem is most people don't know you're hiring. If you're hiring, let the world know by using radio. Hi, it's Stevie J. Radio is by far the best way to recruit and retain qualified workers. To learn more, why don't you attend our seminar coming up Friday, March 3rd from 9 to 11. Space is limited. And heck, I'll even get you a continental breakfast at 8:30. It's going to be at the I Hotel and Conference Center. Text in HIRE will get you all the details about this. 217-359-2255. But you have to hear this guy. He's a SHRM certified radio guru. Chris Stonick will be flying in from Florida. The seminar again will run from 9 to 11 March 3rd. That's a Friday, and it's free. It's free. If you want information, text in the word HIRE, H-I-R-E, to 217-359-2255. Text in HIRE will get you all the details about this. 217-359-2255. We want you to come to that, and I've got a lot of continental breakfast stuff for you, coffee and all that. That's this Friday, believe it or not. Chris is excited to be here, by the way. And again, 217-359-2255, a hiring and retention, 2 hours of fun. And I'll send you the brochure if you want to text me, HIRE, 217-359-2255. All right, it is 724. Back to the Illini game against Ohio State. We didn't have it, kind of like the Indiana game. And I know it sounds like an excuse, but four games in eight days is a lot. So let's see. Back to Brad. Cut three, Coach. We're shooting a lot of threes, and while we might have good shooting range, we don't have great making range.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it's just, and the problem is it harbors. You know, we're last in the league for a reason. And yet our OER is 1.4 when we touch the paint and then shoot. And our OER is electric when we touch the paint. We're the top two-point field goal team in the league. It goes with the day. I mean, off balance, hard shots, falling even in the paint, falling down, falling, leaning back. There was just nothing there. And we've got to get Dane going. We can't get where we want to go without Dane. He's got to be nastier and tougher on the glass. And you know, we knew this one would be hard because they play small a lot without Zed. I've never been one to tell guys not to shoot it, but we're getting really close.
Ooh. See, I would play for Brad Underwood because if I could let her go anytime I wanted, oh, yeah.
I've never been one to tell guys not to shoot it, but we're getting really close.
Yeah, well, I mean, if we're number one in twos and last 14th in threes, I think it's a pretty good thought. I think we drive to the rim. And then when they bunch down driving to the rim, kick her out. If we have our feet set, like people that make threes do, and yeah, we're pretty good, I think. Or maybe not. I don't know. I thought we would really start going. And it is, and one thing that I thought of, though, and again, the one thing I thought of is that if we're the third, and maybe you haven't heard that. Brad said this three or four times. We're the third youngest team in America. And yeah, it sounds like an excuse, but doesn't that matter? I mean, normally if you're young, you're inconsistent. You do things differently a lot because you're so young. And the core of our team is pretty young. I mean, Coleman, I guess, is a three-year guy. RJ, Luke. Luke had, the foot. And they're sophomores. And then Jaden Epps, Sincere Harris, Ty Rogers, who I love. I mean, that Ty Rogers is tough. He'll get his free throws. But he gets the hard rebound. And you've got a core of guys there. Jaden Epps and Sincere and Ty. And we got some young guys. Dane essentially hasn't played. I mean, really, he's a young guy. So I don't know what to tell you, except it's crapshoot. I have no idea. Hopefully we'll come out supercharged against Michigan. That'll be sellout. This is the final home game. It's goodbye to Matt Myers, who's been fun to watch. And Terrence Shannon, it'll be senior day. So their eight-month stay in Champaign's about to come to an end. So anyway, so we should be keyed up in that. Purdue looks pretty vulnerable. Indiana absolutely took them apart. The game wasn't really even close. I mean, Indiana had arm's length 10-point lead most of the game and won by about 10. So Indiana beating Purdue at Purdue kind of lit up the thoughts that Illinois could tie for a Big Ten championship again. And I got to thinking, you know what? We don't really do well in Columbus. We pounded them here, but I didn't have any confidence in the game yesterday just because I didn't know. So, Brad, anything, let's do this.
We got a lot to play for, and we're a very good basketball team. Just like the other night, we tried to find the right five. I thought Jaden Epps played better tonight. We're just playing with no nasty, no grit right now. And as much grit as I thought we had in the second half against Northwestern, we gave it all back today.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. But what about lacking? Anything lacking?
I mean, lack of practice, maybe. I mean, four games in 8 days, and I thought we played our tail off in Indiana. I mean, we're without Terrence, and we got our back against the wall, and you know, had an opportunity to win that game, and just came up, you know, a little bit short. We fought in that game. You know, we did what we had to do against Minnesota. You know, and I thought we got off to a great start. We had great energy in that game. And beyond that, I don't know. I don't know if it's tired mentally, physically. We better not be. You know, that's why you do all this stuff to prepare for this time of year. You know, I thought we could ride the high of the Northwestern game and really build on that. We tried to talk about that a lot. You know, again, it's a tough day.
Yep, it was a tough day. So on we go. Get it going. Thursday night, 6 o'clock, Michigan comes to town. And they're athletic and all that stuff. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. But it's really hard to think we would lose to Michigan at home, but, you know, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. 217-359-2255. Want to jump in? I am Stevie J. We're coming back with the news, weather, sports all in the next half hour. 7:30.
Jets is hiring. Call 217-352-9992 or stop into 1907 West Springfield Avenue near Round Barn in Champaign. Jets is open till 10 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays till midnight. Are you looking for a side hustle? Here's Josh from Jets talking about the benefits of doing deliveries.
When I was a delivery driver, it was amazing how much the actual amount of money I had just shot right up. You have money in your pocket every single day.
For details on joining the team, visit JetsPizza.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden's top national security advisor says he can't confirm or deny a Wall Street Journal report that the Energy Department's concluded the COVID-19 outbreak likely started with a Chinese lab leak.
There is a variety of views in the intelligence community. Some elements of the intelligence community have reached conclusions on one side, some on the other. A number of them have said they just don't have enough information to be sure.
Jake Sullivan on CNN State of the Union. The Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case about the definition of identity theft. Tomorrow, it's student loan forgiveness.
21 Democrat-led states argue the president has grounds to forgive up to $20,000 for Pell Grant recipients and $10,000 for others. The GOP-led state challenges argue the plan is overreach without approval from Congress and that the plan will harm tax revenues.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in D.C. Stock futures are up ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
At local news, I'm Jim Miller. Illinois Department of Agriculture looking for individuals or families interested in starting their own garden to raise fruits, vegetables, herbs, and flowers. The IDOA's community garden is on the infield of the Illinois State Fair Grandstand Racetrack. It features 200 garden plots, each plot costing $20. Champaign City Council approving grant money. That's to five agencies that provide resources to the homeless population. The Housing Authority of Champaign receiving $600,000 to be used for renovation to two buildings that will house the homeless. CU at Home will get $260,000 to expand staffing at its men's transitional center. That's sharing 24-hour staffing. There's a round of voting now open in the Illinois Manufacturers Association's fourth annual Makers Madness Contest. The bracket-style tournament allows the public to decide what products earns the 2023 title of the coolest thing made in the state of Illinois. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. Let's check your weather. Brought to you this morning by the Urbana Park District.
So again, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and this Saturday. That California storm from a couple of days ago right here on our doorstep with multiple rounds of showers and thunderstorms. Thus far, they'll be with us here in spots for the morning. Heavy downpours of rain and then some high wind. Heads up on the wind advisory over parts of the area. They'll hit 50 miles per hour. A stray shower late this afternoon. Close to 60 on temperatures and then falling. Windy, colder tonight. Still a stiff west wind gusting 40 to 45 miles per early on, low down to 37. Mostly sunny, mild weather for the day tomorrow at 51. Another bigger warm-up for the day on Wednesday, first day of March, with a high at 62, a fleeting shower early and late. Chillier weather on Thursday at 47, and then a dynamic storm system. This one has winter with it for Friday, actually Thursday night into Friday, with maybe some accumulating snowfall and colder surfaces, some mixed rain. Temperatures in the 30s on Friday, up near 40 Saturday, 43 on Sunday. Another big warm-up and more rain ahead for early next week. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Your anti-aging skincare routine shouldn't stop at the neck. Get the rest of your body in on the action with Merle Norman's new Anti-Aging Complex Body Lotion. This rejuvenating moisturizer delivers long-lasting hydration that softens and smooths for the visibly younger-looking skin beneath your chin. Book your appointment now, where beautiful changes happen every day. Experience our most luxurious, advanced, age-defying moisturizer today at Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive, over by Subway.
You know that story over the weekend that they think that the lab leak was the reason for COVID? Did you see the news on a weekend? Oh, yeah, I think it was the leak from the lab. In other news, what? Okay, well, another wave of COVID infection in China is the biggest fear for supply chain managers. Remember all the supply chain stuff that was couldn't get anything? Supply chain expert, chief revenue officer. Is it fictive, Joanne? F-I-C-T-I-V?
F-I-C-T-I-V, that's correct.
Fictive. It's a company that streamlines and automates the manufacturing process.
with a network of 250-plus manufacturing partners. Do we still, Joanne Moretti from Dallas, nice to have you on. Nice to meet you. Do we still have all those ships on the West Coast sitting out there with stuff, or have we cleared all that out?
Well, for the most part, we've cleared a lot of things out, but it's like one thing after another. You know, and these supply chain issues keep hitting us right in the face every week. There's something. Trains, trucking protests, pandemics, congested ports, trade wars. If you go back to March of 2011, that's when everything really started, you know, with this Japanese tsunami that happened. It was devastating for people, for companies. There are certain companies that didn't come back up for 2, 3, 4 weeks. Some companies didn't come back altogether. When we took that big hit, people started to think about how do we do things differently. And we have been making progress. There's certainly a lot of change that's happened in the way we manage supply chain risk.
I mean,
there's still a bunch more.
Would it help if I made everything in America, or is that just too expensive to do that?
You know what? With technology these days, it's not really. There's things like 3D printing and robotics that helps us, and advanced manufacturing and factories that almost run on their own. The real problem is labor. We just don't have enough labor. So 85% of the companies that we surveyed said, yeah, they want to come back, but they're having a hard time finding the people. So people are going to Mexico. They're looking at India. There's definitely a lot going on here in the U.S. The government's pitching in with some great incentives, some of the bills that have come about, you know, chip bills and things like that. That helps. Every little bit helps. But it takes time and it takes labor.
Is it because the baby boomers are all retiring? COVID whacked me out to the point of I don't want to ever work again because I'll get germy. What do you think it is, Joanne?
Oh, my gosh. I've never heard that before. But, yes, that's a little bit of it. The aging workforce, 100%, you know, contributing to this. But also a lot of those jobs went away, right? They went overseas. And now they're coming back and those skills aren't there. But you're right. The ones that have the skills are retiring. So that's part of the issue.
I just think if I owned a Burger King, I'd be making the Whopper at this point. I mean, really? And also they want to work at home. And I said, you can't work at home. You got to be here making a Whopper. What am I supposed to do
with that?
Right? I mean, it is really, COVID messed us up mentally, physically, cognitively, everything. And I don't think we've recovered. But the bottom line is I can't make a robot fast enough to take your place. I need you.
Well, and you know what? And we are making them pretty fast. I will tell you that Fisiv and some of our competitors as well in this space, we are helping people cut down lead times because we're finding the most optimal place in our respective networks to build those custom parts. And that's what we do. We help mechanical engineers and sourcing people find the custom parts that they need, no matter where it is in the world. So if there's a problem in China, I can build something in the U.S. My network just switches over through the cloud and says, okay, who are the manufacturing partners that can do this in the U.S.? Or who are the manufacturing partners in India that can do it or in Mexico? And really, when you have this sort of global cloud-controlled, you know, network of manufacturing partners, we suddenly become the Uber of manufacturing.
Wow.
So we aren't affected as much. Again, people are using technology. And then, like I said, the other place they're using technology is in the factories. If you go into a factory today in the U.S., it looks nothing like a factory of 50 years ago, your father's manufacturing. Not at all, right? There are programmers in factories. They're not line workers. So the programmers are programming all these machines because all these machines are really smart, and they do most of the work on their own. So what we need is we need skills in technology, in STEM education, I call it, right?
Yep,
science,
yep.
Technology, engineering, and math. That's where we need people taking classes and courses, right? So, but yeah, it's coming back. We're trying to get around these labor issues. Technology is definitely part of that solve in a few different ways, but it is going to take time.
Supply chain expert, Chief Revenue Officer, Fictiv is the company in Dallas, Joanne Moretti. So Isn't most of life, the really well-functioning things, a basis of good systems?
Yes. Good systems with good failover. Good systems that are designed right, but then also can, you know, have a failover, have a contingency, right? And that's what supply chain experts do all day long. Mm. They figure out where's the risk and how do I fail over and make sure that I'm covered and I don't have that sort of single point of failure in my network.
So you're probably really a detail person, really. You got that whole system thing in your head. Is that right, Joanne?
I mean, I try. It's you know, it's hard to
How does your pantry look at home?
Well, my husband stocked up. I mean, and it doesn't help that he's binging on, you know, The Walking Dead. So then right. You go, we better stock up for sure.
it's hilarious. But it is really, truly incredible that I can go to Beijing. I wouldn't go to Beijing right now, but I could go to India, anywhere, and get a Big Mac that tastes kind of like it does in New York. I think that system is phenomenal, how you can get the fresh lettuce for the Jimmy John sandwich in Fort Wayne, and it'll be the same in Los Angeles. I think it's amazing.
It really is. It is a system. It's called, you know, being organized, understanding where everything's at, understanding where your risks are, and mitigating those risks. And again, that's what these really high-tech and well-enabled supply chain managers do all day long. I mean, it has gotten so much better than where we were back in 2011.
So here's what you don't want to hear, Joanne. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a state of emergency. We have to turn off the internet. we'll let you know when we get it back. What would happen if I couldn't get on?
Oh my goodness!
I'm thinking of starting a backup warehouse of number two lead pencils in case, you know.
You know, and we need pen and paper.
Yep.
And we need all those things. But you know, you're right. Even phone systems, everything is connected to the cloud now. Oof. Even phone. Remember, phone systems used to work when power went down.
Yep.
That's because of the wiring right out into the telephone wires. Now everything's, all these phones are connected into the cloud. So you're right. But I think, you know, companies like Amazon who provide big cloud infrastructure, companies like Google, companies like Microsoft, you know, Microsoft came back because of cloud. To be honest with you, Microsoft had a whole renaissance because of their Azure cloud. And so these big cloud companies have lots of contingency and lots of failover. They got servers all over the world,
mm-hmm.
So they're planning for all this stuff, and they do have outages, but they're so smooth at failover. They have procedures in place that really prevent a full-on outage. I call it.
Well, so, but I'm telling you, though,
we haven't seen it yet.
We don't. If they hit all my towers and the internet's off, I don't know if we could function. We are totally addicted to our phones. We're addicted to everything we have mobile, and I think we freak out when we can't get online. It's really interesting what's happened.
Sometimes you wonder, wouldn't it be a good thing if we just didn't have these kids with their phones in their hands
No, I think I'm serious when I say addiction. Leave your home without and see what you do. You go home. Me too. I mean, I gotta go get my phone.
Me too.
It's crazy. John, how can people connect with Fictiv, FICTIV?
Well, thanks for asking. If they go to www.fictiv.com, there's a green get quote button on our website. And if you wanted to see, you know, if you wanted to source a very customized mechanical part, because it's really hard to source one of something or two of something. You know, if you're not building a million of something, some of these big contract manufacturers won't even look at you. So we help customers when they need low volume and high complex. And that's how you get to us. You come to www.fictiv.com, and you can even just test this out. It's free. Mm. You can upload your diagram and get a quote for free. You don't need to, you don't need to pay for anything or subscriptions or anything like that. You can just try it out.
Are you from Canada?
How did you know that?
Just listening to the.
You heard a word.
No, I just you have to check us out. You have to check us out. I just heard the OUT. I could tell. Get your husband some Oreos for Walking Dead. He'll love that. Hey, nice meeting you, Joanne. Nice having you on. Appreciate your information. I do.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Joanne Moretti is her name, a supply chain expert and the chief revenue officer for Fictiv. Is the name of the company. All right, it's 8:15. I am Stevie J. Diane Ducey is off today. She had a busy weekend as well. She was at the Daddy-Daughter at St. Thomas More on Friday. She did the What Women Say. What was the show at the Virginia Theater? It's awesome. A lot of people were there, and apparently it was awesome. I saw the staging of it. It looked beautiful. Anyway, so she busy weekend, and she'll be back tomorrow. All right, so ESPN 93.5. By the way, shout out to St. Thomas, High School St. Thomas More girls basketball. They've got a super sectional game tonight. I think it's in Pontiac. And so they are getting close to a trip to Bloomington Normal for the state championship. So rooting for the High School St. Thomas More girls basketball team playing tonight. Go get them. All right, I am Stevie J. Quarter Till. I sat there and I was watching the Illini, and I wasn't surprised because I don't know what I get, and Brad doesn't know what he gets. A long time ago, when Bill Self was here, and then he left, went to Kansas, and Bill struggled early, and I called him one morning, like at 6:20 in the morning, because he had a bad loss on ESPN the night before. I said, "Are you doing okay?" And if I can do my best Bill Self, he said, we're young. We're young. I know that has to be part of our inconsistency. We are young. The third youngest basketball team in America is Illinois. Has to be one of the reasons. And freshmen do stuff like that. We look at Jaden Epps and these kids and we go, well, they're not freshmen because they look like they're 24 and they're really good at basketball. They're still freshmen. I don't think their mistakes is as glaring as your normal skinny freshman, which I don't think exists anymore. Either they come in ready to go or they're at a smaller program. But the D1 Big Ten freshmen look like men. It's nuts. Anyway, we lose. It was a bummer. It was disappointing.
Chris and his crew lose 9 in a row and they didn't quit. They play great. This is a very talented Ohio State team on the offensive side, but very disappointing from our standpoint. I think it all starts with 23-9 at half on the glass. We were one of the top rebounding teams in the Big Ten. I think they're 14th on the defensive side. We have no offensive rebounds, so to speak, and we missed a bunch of shots. We've had two of these games now. We're liking back to the Indiana game today. We had no life. We had nothing. It didn't matter. And when we get this way, we not only become poor on the defensive side, we don't execute. Responded a little bit for a short time and got it to one. You know, then they end the game with making the last seven. So my hat's off to Chris and his group, and very disappointed with our crew today in terms of the execution and the effort that it took to win a game on the road.
I find myself talking a lot during the games, like take the ball to the rim, take the ball to the rim. What about all those threes, Coach?
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it's just, and the problem is it marbles. You know, we're last in the league for a reason. And yet our OER is 1.4 when we touch the paint and then shoot. I mean, our OER is electric when we touch the paint. We're the top 2.4 team in the league. It goes with the day. I mean, off balance, hard shots, falling even in the paint, falling down, falling, leaning back. There was just nothing there. And we've got to get Dane going. We can't get where we want to go without Dane. He's got to be nastier and tougher on the glass. And you know, we knew this one would be hard because they play small a lot without Zed. I've never been one to tell guys not to shoot it, but we're getting really close.
I think that's significant to hear him say that. I've never been one to tell people to quit shooting, but we're getting really close. Because if you look at our lineup, Matthew Meyer can go to the rim. Jaden Epps can go to the rim. Terrence Shannon Jr. can go to the rim. Ty Rogers, he's pretty good getting to the rim. So we got three or four guys that can really go to the rim. And then you would kick it out to a guy with his feet set looking at the basket that might have a look at a three. Then you take that one. We're 6 out of 29 yesterday, 20% shooting from three. And frankly, bad shooting from twos because, well, actually I haven't. Yeah, 22 out of 61, but that counts as threes. Anyway, not very good day. And we felt very much like the Indiana game. And we had no trouble with Ohio State when they were here. And you can call it, you know, 4 games in 8 days and whatever. But wow, I have no idea. I have no idea. Do you know? Would you rather go to Las Vegas and sit at a table and maybe they'll give you free drinks? And it's a crapshoot. This thing is no idea what to, I do know that if we're an 8 or 9 in the NCAA, we have to play at the 8 or 9 games or coin tosses and all that. If we were to eke that one out, I promise you the number one seed would not want to play us. We tend to get really up for the big game and make a really good showing for a big game. And we could beat a 1. But then how would you feel the following weekend? Would we care that would be due for a bad one? I don't know. I can't. I'm gonna lean on my new theory. We're young. Anyway, 217-359-2255. You want to jump on the text line. Any thoughts? Any solutions? But back to the thought that I had. Oh, by the way, shouldn't say by the way. Shauna Green got a good win on the road. Was it 75-53? Illini women beat Rutgers. Good job. Great season. Really, really is. I think we're a 6 seed going to the Big Ten tournament now. This has been a complete transformation of women's basketball here. Shauna Green has done a remarkable job. Do you see the last second 3-point ball? Iowa beat Indiana women's basketball. That was something. Clark is a woman in Iowa. It's just a phenomenal player. But that was some kind of women's game there. So we'll see how the Big Ten does in the NCAA women's basketball tournament. We're going to be in both, which is, again, first time 20 years that we've had a women's and men's basketball team at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign up here in the NCAA tournament. Tell me this, though. If you're the coach of a big-time program and your team is ahead 70-67 and there's 6 seconds left, do you foul so they don't get a 3-ball up? 4 games were lost by nobody fouling. Did you see Iowa-Michigan State? Michigan State was winning 91-78 with 1.5 minutes to go. They're up 10 points with 48 seconds. Think about that. How'd that happen? Well, Michigan State had just 2 turnovers, and they made almost all their free throws. But Iowa has the ball with seconds left, and Michigan State up 3. I think I foul. Florida State threw in a heck of a shot, about 30-foot shot, to beat Miami on a 3-ball down. I think that won the game. But certainly, Wisconsin had that game won. And somehow, with 2 seconds left, Michigan throws in a 30-footer. Hunter Dickinson, our favorite player for Michigan, ties the game. And, of course, the momentum at Michigan and Ann Arbor, and they beat Wisconsin in overtime by like 8. But I would foul. Greg's weather next.
John, the price of groceries is enough to send somebody into a panic mode these days.
Yeah, especially when the refrigerator goes kaput.
Even more so. We got a call from a customer who had that problem with a freezer load of those expensive groceries.
And that'll keep you awake at night just thinking about it.
Right. So, because Dick Van Dyke stocks the 100 most used parts, we were able to send a factory-trained tech out to her place to fix the problem before she lost any of that food.
And he wasn't some subcontractor either.
Trained right here locally by the team of Dick Van Dyke.
You know, one way to fight inflation?
Yep.
Keep from having to buy expensive stuff twice.
This is Dennis Regan, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store, which means you have the comfort of knowing that if anything goes wrong, we'll make it right. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. We stand behind what we sell. We offer so much more. Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Hey, Lance Heating and Cooling here today to talk to you about rebates and incentives. Hey, at Lands, we've got $400 off a brand new system rebate. Ameren's got AC and heat bump rebates and up to $1,000 for qualifying systems. We've got 0% for 60 months on all qualifying Trane equipment. Call Lands today at 217-355-5512. Lands Heating and Cooling. Why call anyone else? Or for details, go to landsinc.com.
ESPN 93.5. We jumped to a weather. Going to be a very active one. And we've kind of got a weary eye on Thursday into Friday. We have our big Chris Stonick recruitment and retention seminar Friday morning. So we don't want much, but March could come in like a lion. Weather brought to you by Carl.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Sonora and Champaign-Urbana. It's Saturday, and it's a dynamic early spring-like storm knocking at the door already. A couple of rounds of showers and thunder and downpours, too, and the latest round of activity bearing down and moving through the area. Heads up on perhaps some standing water renewed over parts of the area, not to mention high wind issues all day long, picking up out of the south and southwest, shifting westerly, gusting to 50 miles per hour, up close to 60 for a time around the lunchtime hour, and then falling temperatures anticipated 37 tonight. Stiff west wind, 45 mile per hour gusts this evening. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs at about 51. 44 tomorrow night, up to 62 in a partly sunny, unseasonably mild start to March 1st on Wednesday. Maybe a sprinkle early and late. Chillier weather Thursday at 47. How about some snow and some accumulation Friday morning? On colder surfaces, temperatures in the 30s, back near 40 on Saturday, 43 on Sunday. Another big warm up and a bigger wet weather system doing for early next week with Monday temperatures in the 50s. For CVG Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
So what does Greenview Nursery do? Among many services they provide is keeping your plants happy with mowing, fertilization, pruning, pest and disease control programs, along with edging, weeding, and mulching. They can keep your plant beds looking their best, and they can add color to your seasonal annuals as well. They can do everything necessary to provide a worry-free magazine cover kind of lawn all year long. Achieve the happy landscape with Greenview Landscaping, when only the best will do. Discover Greenview for the first time. Visit Greenview. You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Hey, did you catch any of the Cardinals over the weekend? We had both games on noon, both days, Saturday, Sunday. It was really fun to hear John Rooney, Ricky Horton. Did you hear Chip Carey on the TV? He was doing the TV, the new television broadcaster for Bally Sports for the Cardinals is Chip Carey, the grandson of Harry Carey. Anyway, different. It's good, but different. But anyway, it was great to hear the Cardinals on radio. And it's just doing some painting over the weekend. I loved hearing. And the game, they have the pitch clock. You know, the games are going like 2 hours and 25 minutes. It's just no nonsense. There's nobody redoing their batting gloves and, you know, asking for time. I mean, it's a faster game. You can only throw over to first one time unless you pick them off. So, and then they've widened the bases, what, at 4 inches, 2 inches? So I think you're going to have more running. Believe it or not, that extra couple of inches is really, really matters. So it was some changing going on. No shift anymore. But the Cardinals, oh, by the way, Jordan Walker, you've heard, if you follow baseball, he's the number one Cardinal prospect. First pitch yesterday. Was that a three-run homer? He's 6'5". He's 20. I had an afro when I was 20. That was all I had. This kid is really impressive and a great start. So will the Cardinals have a 20-year-old in their outfield on March 30? By the way, I think I'm going for opening day baseball. I think I've been invited somehow once again. 150 affiliates. I think they ask eight teams to go. So I'll be live from Busch Stadium, I think, on March. I can't believe we opened the season March 30th. We could have a blizzard, right? Right? So we'll be down there. It's a Toronto, but opening day in St. Louis is really, really amazing. So we'll be doing that. All right, another hour to go. Diana's off today. I am Stevie J. You can always reach me by 217-359-2255. You're welcome to join us in conversation. That's also the phone line. Rejection. Have you had any in your life? Rejection. We're going to touch on that in the next 20 minutes. Don't go away. You might gain something out of this. Stand by. Glad you're listening. Monday, it is the last day of February. Wednesday's March. We'll be back.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that that sting is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.